range access.
Mel Cake.
Hey, good morning.
Man, the dog being happy to see me this morning, it's been a good day.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to hear from you, Shane. I'm good. I'm heading down to Piedmont right now to do a service for a customer. And then Jimmy and I are going to head up to the site, and we're going to make some adjustments.
Headed to town for a trim. This old mountain beard and hair is growing a little long. Have to head into town for a haircut and run some errands, so I'll be around for a while.
I'm about 6 or 7 minutes out to my customer down here in Piedmont. I'm just jumping on 85, which is a real joy. and then I will contact you later, hopefully be up at the site around lunch hour or before.
Just let me know. I got to run a few errands. I need to pick up a new exhaust fan, see if my glasses have come in, and get some milk. Beth's kind of been down for a few days, and I actually had a little touch of something. I slept on the couch almost all day yesterday, and then I couldn't sleep last night till about 1 o'clock. But I sure feel a lot better than I did.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I went through a little bit of bout of something last week myself. You know, the sinuses got a little aggravated. I'm sure it had probably something to do with me being under a house for 2 days. And then the weather changed and all the crud coming off the trees.
I cut the grass. I get a little stuffy at nighttime. But it's just part of it. I've never really had bad allergies. But I can tell if I get a lot of dust in my nose, it makes a difference.
When I come home, I normally I run a neti pot through my nose and try and clear whatever particles got stuck up in there. That usually helps pretty good.
An air compressor in there and blow it out?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I've been under the house a few times, and I got to go back under there anyway. I cleaned out the dryer vent. We bought a new washer and dryer, and I cleaned out the dryer vent, and I think I may have poked a hole in the venting under the house somewhere, because now the room that has the water heater gets a little warm when the dryer runs, and I don't see much action out where the vent comes outside.
Whoops. Well, let me ask you, the line under the house, is that like a hard pipe, or is it just, I can't think of it. Is it hard pipe, or is it that flexible stuff under the house?
It's PVC coming out of the house, but underneath it looked like it was a thin sheet metal hard pipe, and it's got some tape wrapped around it where it bends a couple places.
Oh, okay, so it's a snap lock style. Okay, cool.
Where it happened, but I'm pretty sure I did, and I need to get back under there. I haven't been under there, but I went under and looked a little bit, looking at something else, but I need to crawl back under there and make myself comfortable again.
You'll get it. Just, you know, bring some tape down with you. See, the idea behind that metal pipe is it's smooth on the inside, so it tends not to jam up with lint as much as that corrugated stuff.
That, we've had the house almost 8 years now, maybe 8 years. And it was, 15, 17 years old when we bought it, and I doubt it's ever been cleaned out. I was able to get a good bit of stuff out of there. Feel a lot better about it now.
Near the, where it comes out of the house, make sure that screen is also clean, because that stuff will hold all kinds of lint.
It has three flaps on it. It's not really a screen. And I took them off, and I've worked it from both ends. I bought an extendable brush you hook to a drill. It goes about, I think it had about 12 feet of attachments, and went both directions. But somewhere I must have escaped the piping somewhere. Or either that, or it was just so, it cleaned out so well, there's not a lot of air force.
No, you'll definitely feel the air come out. See, down in Florida, a lot of your dryer vents go up to the roof in what we call a roof jack. And if you don't pull the screen out of them things, man, you'll pull a fistful of lint out of there like you wouldn't believe. It'd be as thick as a sponge at your sink.
If there was a screen on there, it would have trapped it. But I know I don't have a screen on either end of it, so I just need to get under there. And I guess if I poked a hole or pulled some of that apart, I guess some of that silver tape, do I need to pick some of that up and rewrap it?
Point where you can peel the tape back, and if it's more than one piece of pipe, I should be able to take it apart. Anyway, I'm getting a little noisy here. I'm in Piedmont here, so let me get out of here, Shane. I'll talk with you a little bit later.
Nice to hear you. Be careful. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, have a good afternoon, or have a good morning, rather. I'll contact you in a couple hours. KB2HXS.